Wrestling fans, coaches, and athletes around the world were disappointed when they heard that an International Olympic Committee board voted to drop wrestling from the 2020 Games. Among them, Lee Kemp, an Olympian who was not allowed to compete.
It kind of reminded me of a very negative experience I had in 1980. I had a very similar feeling when I learned that Jimmy Carter had announced that our America's athletes would go to the Olympic Games in 1980. I kind of felt the same way when I heard of this announcement.
Carter boycotted the games held in Moscow because of the Soviets' invasion of Afghanistan. Kemp won three national titles at UW and went on to win world titles, but Olympic hardware was his dream.
You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to be a world champion, but it's different on the Olympic stage, let's face it. That is the big stage, and that was the stage I wanted to compete on.
The IOC decision still needs to be ratified later this year. Since the announcement, there's been backlash from the U.S. and other countries where wrestling is the national sport. Is Kemp optimistic the world's oldest sport will remain?
If it's at all humanly possible, it will happen.
Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.